Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We are two friends in Fiverr who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is.
Diana.
It is officially back to the recording year. It is the start of when Diana and I try to flip our brains from doing lives to doing records again. Yay,
Weird and quiet.
2024!
Weird and quiet in this room.
Weird and quiet in here, you guys. So you guys will be seeing this on Wednesday. We still record on Sundays, but it does give us a chance to have a touch more flexibility for life. For life.
Which is nice.
Which is good. It helps. So hopefully everyone enjoys this on Wednesday. I'm told it's episode 354. And I'll tell you
I
what.
think so.
Diana's in charge of keeping track of the numbers. If she's wrong, guys, let her know.
Let us know.
Let her know. I ask every episode.
I'm pretty
I
sure I'm right.
found in my bowl of miscellaneous lost tea bags, so like the ends of boxes and stuff, a lemon lift from Biglow. A lemon lift. I am having a
Nice.
lemon lift tea today. I love the lemon lift from Biglow, and it's so hard to get in Canada. It's kind of annoying. Oh yeah,
What have I just done?
it's
That's two
lemony
pearls.
and black
That's
tea. It's so good. Anyway, we're at Nightmare Before Christmas afternoon tea territory, and I'm thoroughly enjoying this.
I am messing up 2x2 rib.
Okay, I mean, we specifically picked that because it wasn't difficult.
And apparently it's too difficult. My hands want to do 1x1.
Oh my! All right. That's gonna cause some problems for me.
I found some Darjeeling,
Ooh, fancy.
to which I have added a spoonful of cinnamon brown sugar.
Ooh.
Basically, when I made cinnamon buns at Christmas, I halved the recipe, but then Mr. Diana was helping me make the topping, and I forgot to give him the halved amounts for the topping.
Oops.
So we ended up with like two extra cups of the cinnamon brown sugar. So I've just been putting it in my tea and coffee, and let me tell you, that is fantastic. Cinnamon brown sugar in your tea. Try it.
Like for a good black tea or a Darjeeling, like that'd be really good. I can't recommend it for fruit teas.
Well, it depends on the fruit tea. Like maybe if it's an apple-y sort of tea, then you'd get like an apple pie kind of vibe.
Okay.
But if it's something that you would make a cinnamony kind of pie out of, that could work. But it probably doesn't work for like cherry or pomegranate.
I'm gonna go with probably not.
Anyway, let us know in the comments, what are you drinking? What is your beverage of choice while you're crafting?
I'm gonna cast on while we do our episode today, so this should go great. And
Oof.
tragically, it's not even a fun cast on, it's a work cast on.
Ugh.
Ooh, no, not boot, guys. I thoroughly enjoy designing knitting patterns. It's not a problem. It's a lot of work, but it's not a problem. It lets things in my head get out of my head. That's good. I need space up in here.
I'm
So
starting to understand the design process.
with the minus 27 before the wind chill extreme cold warning currently happening in my
Ooh.
province,
Don't
I
miss
have been
that.
going outside like crazy bananas every day for a wonderful walk. Why? Because A, I live in a city that has winters, so we have a snow budget. So their snow sidewalks have been cleared, streets have been cleared, all of that's already happened. Because we plan for this weather every year. Which is good. It shows up. It's good we plan. It's good we do these things. We know what's gonna come. But there are no people, which means I don't have people grabbing me while I'm walking, trying to help me get around to do things.
Oh dear.
The bumper rails are back to tell me where sidewalks are, so I don't walk off onto traffic. That's good. They're not there when the snow's gone. I can see the difference between the buildings and the road because it's not all one blurry beige gray scape. I got different colors to work with. This is good. This is good. And I can go at my own pace, and everyone just thinks I'm going somewhere and it's cold. But it means I get to wear my winter knits, like my snowflake sweater
Oh,
that I
yeah.
keep meaning to convert into a cardigan at some point. I pulled that bad boy on this morning and I put on my white winter coat and my cozy dreams shawl. Remember that crochet shawl I made
Oh,
in the
yeah.
bulky? Tossed on my midwinter hat. I was rocking Jocelyn Created Designs, let me tell you. I double layer mittened because I use a cane so I can't stick my hands in my coat pockets. So I had my midwinter mittens and then I put on my white super grippy vinyl-y mittens for the deep cold because they've
Oh,
got
yeah.
grippies on the inside pad so that I can get a good grip on my cane. And away I went. I even wore the I even pulled out my deep winter coat, which is a coat pattern that my mom made in the early 90s when we lived up north. So it's meant for Arctic weather. And I made a two-layer version for extreme cold here, which I've pulled out because I'm going to wear that tomorrow. Because I was like, my thighs were a little cold when I got inside. I mean, guys, I wore my leggings and I wore my leg warmers and my mucklucks. And a skirt over top. So like I wasn't cold, but I did
It's
have
like
that space between like the bottom of my coat to where my leg warmers were at my knees, like that thigh area where there wasn't three
that little chink in
layers.
the armor.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that little, I was like, I should have put on my homemade coat. I should have put on my homemade coat. So like, tomorrow's walk, I'm putting on my homemade coat if we're still in the extreme cold. Then I will be toasty, 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 toasty. Toasty,
Nice.
toasty, toasty, toasty. It was wonderful. I met up with a girlfriend at your favorite coffee shop, Tom Borgen.
Yay.
As she was getting off her work shift, she's an emergency room nurse, and we had coffee before she went to bed. Because at this point, I only drink decaf, and she drinks decaf before she goes to bed. So we both went and
That's
were
fair.
those annoying people who go to a coffee shop and ask for decaf.
You know, that's what you need sometimes.
That's what you need. So it was good. I had a very enjoyable morning this morning, and I had this enjoyable morning brought to you by winter and deep freezing levels of cold. That was so good. And I got home and I pulled off my layers and but you go outside and it's so cold. Like it's cold. Like you breathe in the cold and just wakes you right up. It's so good. It's so good. Oh, I'm so
The
happy.
cold air that'll freeze your lungs if you're not careful. Yeah,
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it is
I
like
don't miss
extreme.
it. I do
I'm
not miss it.
fine.
You're selling it
I.
really well, but I've experienced it, so I don't miss it.
Some people are not winter people. Totally legit. This is my happy
I
time
am
of
not a winter
year,
people.
and I have to deal with all you weird summer people. So right now,
I'm also not a summer people.
this is
I'm a
my
fall
happy time.
people.
You are a fall people, and I have no problem.
I'm a
Summer
fall
people,
people.
summer. I don't understand summer people, but it's okay. I know they exist. I mean, I'm so well known as a winter person. When the temperatures first drop started to drop and the snow first started to fall, because we got like anywhere from 10 to 20 centimeters in 30 hours. So like when it came down a lot.
Yeah, we got that here.
The guys at CBC just called me and asked if I'd be on the radio talking about my enjoyment of winter. That is how well known I am. Lucky winter.
The radio people know you as that winter
As
person.
that winter person. And I went, yeah, sure, no problem.
We need a winter person to be cheerful on the radio today. Quick call, Jocelyn.
Well, Jocelyn, you know,
She's a morning person and a winter person. You're just like the radio people's dream.
no, Phaedra, I don't want you. Oh, Phaedra, you're killing me. I am the radio person's dream. That's just how that works. All right, we should get into talking about what we're working on. Who wants to go first? I think we've got the same amount of projects this week.
We do have the same amount of projects. Should I blow everybody's mind and go first?
Absolutely. I love messing with people's senses of perception.
Okay.
What's going on here? No, I'm good. It's fine.
I've got something stuck. One second.
Suppose you know what
What
number I
is
was
going on
at.
here? Oh, I don't know. I think you said 150 earlier.
Well, I have to get to 105, but this is not 105. I think this is 50 and change. So we'll say it's 50 and 20, and I'll count up from there.
Well, that we'll just have to do. So I forgot these needles were ones that broke at some point, and so the one needle has a little bit of a ridge.
Okay, why didn't you just. Never mind, I'm done asking questions.
Like, they usually work. And they work when the stitches are going one way just fine. It's when I was trying to shove them back along the needle that they don't work. And I only need to use them for the ribbing, so it's fine. I could also swap them out for my other set of 3.5s. Because I forgot these ones broke. Anyway, let's start with. Let's start with the thing in the thumbnail.
Sure.
I'm making a granny stripe blanket, which is to say it's the like granny square little shells, but in stripes along a blanket. Ta-da! It's so big. I can't. Oh, wait, can we fit the whole thing? We can fit the whole thing in frame, just barely. It's going to be a couch throw. And I'm making it out of minis from the Fireweed Fiber Co. Advent Calendar 2022. So they're all shades of blue. I'm into color four now. This one's got little shades of little pops of yellow and green. And they're fading together ever so nicely because, you know, it's almost like they all took inspiration from the same image.
Almost like it was designed to do that, hey?
It was almost like it was designed to go together. So this is looking great. I am absolutely delighted. It's all I want to work on, and I have to force myself to work on other things because otherwise all I want to do is this.
So you
One
found your new
row.
passionate love affair, crocheted blankets?
Granny stripe blankets, apparently. This is my joy in life. One row takes almost exactly one episode of Angel, which is absolutely delightful. It's one episode of Angel once you've skipped through the recap and the the little intro doodad. So
Yeah.
like 40 minutes. Phaedra's trying really hard to eat something.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
It's my
Anyway, so
life.
that's I'm into color 4 of 24.
That's not too bad.
So it's coming along. It's gonna take a hot minute. But
It's a
I think
blanket,
this
dude.
yeah. But there's no reason I can't finish this by the end of the year, given that it's January and I'm on color 4. So I'm very excited about that. I'm just going to go until I run out of the 24 minis, and then I'm going to use the main skein to just go around the edge in
You
single
know
or half double crochet.
you've absolutely cursed yourself. Now that you said there is no problem, I should be able to. Those are like saying FO for Louise. They're dangerous words for you. What
I
are you
know
doing,
something's going to
quadruped?
come up now that I'm not. I will fall out of love with it at some point, and it won't get worked on for several months. But it's all I
In
want to work on
fact.
right now.
Okay. So long as you're aware of the roadblock you just created for yourself, all is well.
I am. Oh, and I've been using my two-piece hooking hook.
Good.
The little Pac-Man guy. My
I love
nice
those
ergonomic
hooks.
hook with a little, and it's got little sparkles. Anyway. This has been an absolute delightful brainless project. For when you're like you're tired, but you're not quite tired enough to go to sleep yet, and you only want to use like half a brain cell, it's absolutely perfect for that.
Yes, I love having those projects floating around. They're very handy.
That's my first project.
So, I'm going to sneeze, is what's going to happen. On Christmas Day, I started making the amazing cowl. And I
Oh, yeah.
realized I was not in a place. I am not in a place for mosaic right now, so I ripped it, and instead I'm taking this wonderful ball of December Club colorway from just last year from Aaron of Fireweed Fiber Co's. Public service announcement: if you have not ordered this year's club, do so right away.
Yes, because I believe. Actually, I think deadline of pre for pre-orders will have passed by the time this goes out by a couple of days.
It will. You'll miss January, but you can get into February. So do it.
Oh yeah, we still have that code, hey?
Yeah, we do. You can save 10% off using the code Northern Knits 10.
Yep, Northern Knits 10.
Which I highly recommend. This year's club colorway is themed off of Ally McBeal, and it's done in memory for her mom who passed away suddenly last year. So if there was ever a year to try club yarns, this is the year to do it. I have no idea. I never watched Ally McBeal, but I love Erin's
Neither have I,
colors.
but I'm going to now because I'm
But
getting the
I,
yarn.
yeah, I'm getting the yarn. So I love her colors. So this is from December from the Buffy Club colorway. And I have started a hat design with it. So, and by started, I mean I wrote out what it's supposed to look like, and I have a cast on. I'm in the midst of doing as we record, because tomorrow I start working on this. So, hey, Asa, look, I cast on the hat we were talking about.
Good job.
Good job. It's a thing. It's going to be in 2/8. It's going to be in fingering and DK weight. So I'm hoping it falls out of my head quite easily and I'm able to get it out for spring. So we'll see, guys. But that's what I'm working on. No, because I've been skipping the
I
brief. I need to go into timeout.
it might. What is going on here? Okay. I have Mr. Diana's Steinkrieger.
Ooh, yes, we could use an update on that.
I have a body. I have two sleeves, and I have two sleeves attached to a body. And here we go. It's sweater shaped, I swear. And I'm ready to start the charts. I'm
Okay.
ready to start color work charts. Yay!
This is good because that's the last chunk of sweater. It means you've done 2/3 of a sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that's good.
re-knit this whole sweater since what, the beginning of
December,
December?
November? Whenever you figured out you need to do gauge swatches.
Yeah. December-ish. Anyway,
I
so
remember
this
that
is a very quick
discovery.
knit, and there is no reason it should have taken me nearly a full year to make this.
No.
Because if you do it right the first time, it'll only take you like a month.
That took me less than 2 weeks.
If you're slow, it'll only take you like a month. Not a
I
whole
don't
year.
think you're slow. I think you're easily distracted.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't
If you
think
don't
it's
pick it
actually
up
that
very
you're slow.
much, it'll still only take
You
you like
think
a
you're slow.
month.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where that's at. It's great.
Also,
It's
you
the right
guys.
size now.
Good. Oh, yeah, the color work charts are the fun part of the whole thing anyway. So, like, it's not going to take you long,
Yeah.
and you've reached the fun part.
And so it's like it's much drapier now, and it's the sleeves are the right length, and
Good.
I don't mind this yellow stripe here. That was just my waist yarn that I had the body on, and I just left it in there right now in case things go sideways again, as they do sometimes.
Oh no, yes, leave waste yarn in until you are for sure done.
Yeah. So those are just gonna stay there right now. Ta-da! That's where that's
Ta-da!
at.
What yarn are you
That
making that
very
out of?
annoying. This is Cascade Eco Plus.
Ooh.
And I had
Jeez.
to wind a whole other ball to do like four rounds on one sleeve, and I'm so annoyed.
That's fine. You're gonna use that for something at some point anyway.
I know, but like, this is probably enough gray to finish the sweater, and I have this whole other ball that's only missing like 20 grams now.
See, I never believe you anymore when you say that, because your ability to estimate yardage usage is just atrocious.
Well, it's certainly what it feels like right
Okay.
now. My emotions have weighed my yarn, and that's how it feels.
Okay. Good. So long as your emotions are putting their 2 cents in, this is important. They need to be validated. Absolutely.
Have I
Absolutely.
actually weighed that on a scale? Absolutely not.
No.
All right.
Why would we do something silly like that? That seems crazy pants.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so where have I messed this up?
I'm happy that you're back into your chart and you're ready to get that thing done. Because, oh my God. You have winter now. Guys, she has snow. They could do the coupley photos.
We could, yeah. So how far back do you think I messed up my 2x2 ribbon?
Right at the beginning.
Yeah, probably.
Because you were very confident about what you were doing, and that's generally where I mess up. Not where somewhere convenient when I notice there's a problem. It's like miles back. I'm like, really? Of course I did. Of course I did. That's how that works. All right, I'm just establishing my ribbing on the hat brim here, which means I've cast it on and we're in the round. But I prefer one by one twisted rib. So that's what I'm doing. In the thumbnail, in the thingamabobber, start of this episode. Yeah, start of this episode. I was holding up that moonbeam sweater I've been slowly plugging away at here. So I'll show everybody again. Here's the moonbeam sweater. Here it is. It's right side out. Cute, cute little sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah. She needs a washing. She needs a blocking. I've given up on sleeves two at a time. Not because they weren't complicated or fiddly, but I'm at that point where I want to measure the sleeve all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm doing that with progress over two sleeves instead of progress over one sleeve, and it is very demoralizing. I'm like, okay. I am mentally not adult enough
Oh, you're
for
right. I did mess it up right at the beginning.
two at a time sleeves. So
Oh,
I
this
put
far
one.
in. I messed it up this far in.
Oh my. Okay, yeah, that's like right at the beginning. So I tucked one of the balls into the
We're
sleeve.
tinking.
Put it on a waist needle, spare needle. And I've just got it hanging here on the side. And I'm going to work on finishing one sleeve at a time from this point on. I'm not doing any decreases down the length of the sleeve because I want her to grow into this. So I'm going to make them little mini bell sleeves. So I'm just going to do a rapid decrease around just before the cuffs, just to cinch it in just a touch. So this is just straight down. But now it is much easier for me to measure how much length I've made progress-wise, because I'm not dealing with two sleeves at the same time. So I'm hoping, even though I still aggressively will measure every couple of rounds, it now will actually be every four or five rounds instead of every two rounds, because I'm only doing one sleeve at a time. So I'm hopeful. This bad boy is being made out of some beautiful, impeccable from Loops and Threads. It is acrylic and a cherry and a red or cherry red and a white. Because this child is an outdoor play in mud kind of kid, and mom and dad have requested acrylic for ease of care. And I said, no problem.
I'm gonna have to
Listen.
switch these needles out because this ridge is not happening.
I mean, I really want you to put those odd needles in the garbage.
Well, you know, the join is smooth enough that it wasn't visually apparent.
Well, sure, and that's fine. I've had needles that have done the same thing, but when you use them, the little bump becomes a problem. And it's a tool. If your tool does not function, do not keep it. And a tool that functions half the time is still as good as a tool that functions none of the time.
Rumble, grumble. Okay. Well, let me talk about this thing as I argue with it.
Absolutely.
I finally cast on for our little long.
Oh, jeez.
It's the librarian pullover. I had to do the cast on twice because I didn't have enough stitches the first time, as you do. And I was still 2 stitches short the second time, so I just backwards loop cast on a couple of stitches because I didn't want to redo the cast on again for like 2 or 3 stitches.
I don't, but I use two strands of yarn at my cast on, so I'm pulling from two balls at the same time. So I
Yeah,
never cast on
I
twice.
thought of that halfway through the second cast on, and you know, it was so close. I'm just like, you know, I'll just backwards loop cast on. It's fine.
Yeah, for like two
The
or
other
three
thing,
stitches.
yeah. The other thing is, God, I'm using thinner yarn than the pattern calls for, so I swatched and did math, and I'm going to use the numbers for a size 7, and that should get me the dimensions of the size 4 that I actually want to make.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because you took your gauge swatched and multiplied it by how many stitches you need to get around the girls.
Yeah.
And then
So
just found the
measured
size
myself.
with the same stitch count. Yeah. I do
What
that all the
was the
time.
process there? Yeah.
Yeah, measure yourself, take a gauge swatch, multiply the number of stitches you have per inch versus your bust measurement, the girls, and then you take that stitch count that you got and you match it up to a stitch count in the pattern.
Yeah. Those are the words I'm looking for.
I do it all the time. It's great. It allows me to have the fabric I want and use the yarn I want and still make the pattern I want. It's lovely. Lovely, lovely. Also, I love your yarn, so I'm really excited to see you finally working in it.
This is Dragon Horde yarn, cinnamon apricot spice. It's a tweedy yarn, which I think is going to look absolutely gorgeous with the light faux cably lattice work looking pattern. It's going to be a very librarian sweater. I'm very excited about it, and it's neutral enough that I think I'll actually wear it.
Good.
That's a problem with a lot of my things. I buy all the pretty yarn because it's, pretty, but then I try to make stuff out of it and then I never wear it because it's not colors I wear. It's colors that I absolutely enjoyed making stuff in. But then I don't wear it because it doesn't go with anything I own and it's not a color that I wear.
So instead of just making that the color you wear because it's a color you enjoy, you're going to make yourself
Well,
knit
because I
in
don't enjoy
colors you.
wearing it is the thing. Like, I try wearing it and I just like, eh. It doesn't bring me joy to wear. Brings me great joy to make
Okay.
and look at. Does not bring me joy to wear.
Apparently we become Marie Kondo.
Yes, I quite like that book, okay?
It's a cute book. I like her folding techniques for clothes. My treat to myself is going to be the librarian sweater. The moment I am done these flipping sleeves for the Moonbeam, I'm dragging my feet on sleeves, guys. We know how bad I am on sleeves, but I want to work on that librarian cardigan so bad. All right. I have one more thing, and then we have MCAL talk, I believe. You have one more thing,
Yeah.
too?
No, that was my third thing because I went
Oh.
first today.
It's true, you did go first. Diana rolled for us for the bingo card challenge, and our first bingo challenge is the second square under the O, which for me is a sock FO. No, sock FO. Weird, right?
Mine's acrylic, so I haven't done anything with that, obviously.
Hey, listen. I won't get to my second square if I don't get the first square done, and I want more squares this year. So the moment this a square is revealed, I start working on something for that square. In this case, I just didn't put a project down. Worked great. In my sock bag from Erin Lane, I have my There's Coffee in That Nebula socks. I don't know, well, how this yarn gets twisted every time I put it in the yarn bag. I know it's not the yarn. I know it's me. I know it's me. And yet, people, I'm gonna blame the yarn. I am aware it's not the yarn. It is entirely Jocelyn.
Take off this freaking needle.
Why? I don't know.
Just gonna put that to the side. Get
It's
the other
just.
needle later.
You're going to take my advice and get rid of that needle? An annoying tool just makes a project more difficult to work on. It's not a tool
Yeah.
worth keeping.
I have
Projects are
other
already hard enough.
appropriately sized needles. I will get it when we're done.
So, by two at a time, there's coffee in that Nebula socks with heels.
Hey,
Ta-da!
nice.
Two heels going on here, which means because these are shorties, we're within 3 inches of being done. Because I'll knit 2 or 3 inches up in the round, and then I'll do an inch of ribbing, and she's beanie. And then I got a
Nice.
bazillion ends to weave in because I don't know how to manage two strands of yarn at the same time, apparently. Just fine. Every once in a while, things go sideways on me. That's just how it rolls. So I am creeping closer to a finish. I took these to D&D and I didn't even work on them. was great. I was busy. I was playing diplomat and healer, negotiator. Thank heavens, she's got a wisdom score that lets her do these things. My DM kept
Sounds
going,
like your party
perception roll.
needs
Why is your
it.
perception roll so high? I'm like, because it's a wisdom class and I have a +6 to my wisdom. And I trained in perception so that if this ever came up, I could talk our way out of things. He's like, oh yeah. I specifically built her to talk her way out of trouble first, negotiate her way out of trouble second, and then punch over the head with a staff third. Like she's designed to wander through peacefully as much as possible and then whack you if necessary. That's the
Makes sense.
cleric I built.
I like the run in and push the button build of like a
That's always a good
rogue or
build.
something.
Always, it's a way less stressful than, hey, the city you're in is being fired on by cannons. Figure out how to talk to the boat firing at you. Well, for the love of Pete. I think I was like, I'm not stacked for negotiations today. Why can't this be tomorrow? I have the right spells prepped. Ah! Spell management for clerics and druids is intense, people. So, slowly and surely, I'm trying to make some progress on that. And maybe I'll make that the thing I work on while I listen to the radio in the morning. Like, radio morning program, work on socks. Or radio morning program, work on the moonbeam sleeves. Maybe that will help me get some progress done. Maybe, maybe. Maybe. Guys, I literally from 6 in the morning till 8:37 in the morning, I listen to the radio morning program Monday through Friday. I mean, I also get up, do my yoga, make my breakfast, feed my cat. Like other things happen during that period of time, but I'm listening to the radio the whole time I do it. So maybe try to do that and then do some computer work, then do knitting work in the afternoon. I need to restructure my work day. So I skip lunch less.
Yeah,
Because right
don't do that.
now I miss lunch a lot. And then I look up and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm starved. All right, that is my last thing other than the MCAL to talk about. Oh, Coffee in the Nebula is Sock Club colorway yarn from 2022 because that was when she did Star Trek. Which is a club colorway because every the year after she releases those colors into the mainstream. So this year, Buffy colors will be released because last year, Star Trek colors were released. I remember
Get you some Buffy
things.
colors.
I might get some more Buffy colors because I really like some of these Buffy colors. That I'm already making a sweater out of the one in. Don't speak Latin in front of the books. Oh man, why is it always the second half of your cast on edge when you're knitting in the round so hard?
I don't know.
I find the stitches stiff and tough. I'm not saying something considering what I consider normal. All right. Shall we
MCAL?
talk about the MCAL?
Yeah, let's talk about the MCAL.
Sweet. All right. So by the time you guys see this, Clue 3 will have been released. We decided to, and by we, I mean I decided to give everybody a bit of a buffer zone because I know sometimes life gets in the way. So for the Choose Your Own Adventure MCAL, it is a free pattern for the moment. You can go download it from my Ravelry store. Oh man, let me tell you,
In the
it's
description
free,
box.
so you have to go to your library every week to get the updates. I don't know why. I don't like it, but that is how it works. Thankfully, they're
Apparently, you
weekly
don't get
clues.
updates on free patterns.
Apparently not. Shall we discuss the fun parts of the MCAL? Yeah. People are liking the quizzes, which is good. The Army of Diana continues its streak.
You got a few Jocelyns on the on Clue too.
Some Jocelyns and Clue too, I'm very excited about. So that's good. Because I, in absolutely no way, shape, or form, can hold things up and not spoil things, My progress is going to be shown through photos. So future editing Jocelyn is going to put a photo somewhere, either over my face or over Diana's face or over both of our faces or tucked in the corner. I don't know. Somewhere I will put a picture of my Clue One stitch, because I will absolutely spoil Clue Two. And while technically Clue 3 is already out, I do like that we're giving everybody that grace period, just in case. Just in
But the
case.
clues are they're a little bit beefy.
Yeah, a bit beefy. I mean, we didn't lie to anybody. We were very upfront that it's a large shawl. They're beefy clues. And we built
Not
in,
lying.
not lying, built in as much time as we could reasonably. Between them with breaks and stuff for everybody. So hopefully everyone's doing okay with the clues. I'm loving the colors I've seen. They've
Yes. Oh
been
my gosh.
delightful. Oh, people are so good with colors. So I can't wait. And I can't wait to see the combinations of Jocelyn's and Diana's put together. Because we've been working
Because,
on this
yeah, I've
for
only
so
seen my shawl
long.
all put together, or like they're separate, right?
Yeah.
Seeing them together is gonna be. I'm
So good.
excited.
So good. So I don't know, Diana, did you want to show Clue One in person, or would you like to do the photo thing like I've done?
I think I can very carefully show some upside down clue one.
Sure. Listen, at this point, guys, we all know the shape. We all know the shape. It's the shape itself is very basic. It's Diana's first pattern and her very first M count. She's doing it all in one. So we did not get complicated.
How long is this on camera? There we go. There's clue one. There's the Diana clue one upside down.
That's fine. I love your stitch.
Yeah.
So
I love this
pretty.
color.
Well, I
I mean,
mean
I love
that too,
all the
hey?
colors.
So good.
It's a thing.
Mine definitely, like the
Ooh.
textures I picked were ones that I could feel very well. And I haven't touched yours in person, so I don't know how well I could feel that stitch on fingering my urn. So I don't know. I don't know.
It's fairly
But
smooth, and the backside is, this is the wrong side. It's entirely smooth. It's
yeah.
like slightly different stockinette on the back.
That's fair. Mine is definitely got a pearl
Never you mind
bump.
about that end. I totally wove in my ends.
Of course you did.
Never you mind about that end.
Mine's got a pearl bump, which kind of mimics like waves or loose gravel or a linen weave without actually being the linen stitch. Because I find the linen stitch, while wonderful, annoying to do in an increasing pattern. However, if you're just doing it on like a non-increasing piece of fabric, the linen stitch is great. But when I
A lot of
sampled it
these are
out,
like
not so much.
with the asymmetrical aspect, a lot of these were like, it's a 4-row repeat. Oh no, now it's an 8-row repeat because increasing stitches. I learned a lot of design things.
Yeah, it's interesting designing, though I'm glad people are enjoying it. I will start reminding people now as a warning that once the MCAL is officially done and we've revealed our shawls a week after that, process your updates, because then the pattern becomes paid for, and I don't know how that will mess with library updates. And I'm gonna guess a lot. I'm gonna guess a lot. So, heads up, please, 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 if you are not participating in the MCAL, but you're following along at your own pace, make sure you process those updates on time. Because once the pattern is paid for, it's going to move to a different location on me, I suspect, and it's going to cause problems. I just knows it. I just knows it. However,
We're also
I
learning
warn
stuff
people
about
now for
tech.
like the next 4 weeks. I will give out as many warnings as possible. It's big, guys. It's a big shawl. It's big. It's squishy. It's cozy. It's delightful. It's good. I'm happy people are enjoying making it. And I think the quizzes might be everyone's favorite part.
They were simultaneously very fun and very hard to write.
Yes, they were. I am glad I don't have to write any more quiz questions. I'm glad I don't have to write any more quiz questions.
Done with that.
Done with that. On the bright side, that means we're on to other things.
Bigger and better
Thanks.
things. No.
It
I believe that it's time for the unscripted Patreon ad.
is time for the unscripted
Oh dear. Do I have a word?
Nope, because I didn't bother to look one up.
Don't have a word. I'm
Don't have a
free.
word. Enjoy your freedom. It will not last. I will update everything this week and make sure you have words for next week.
In case anybody's new here, normally I am given a word that I have to improv work seamlessly into the unscripted Patreon ad.
Oh, please email northernknitspodcast@gmail.com if you have random, and I do mean random words, you think it would be amusing to watch Diana try to put into a Patreon ad.
Sometimes they work really well, sometimes I really don't.
Sorry, they really don't.
Sometimes it's me with a hammer going, get in there.
But it is delightful to watch you do it nonetheless. So I'm not out of words, but I am running low on words. So spare words would be appreciated.
Yeah, so send us an email if you've got some ridiculous words you want me to improv work into an ad.
I will happily add to the word list.
In the meantime, if you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we talk about all manner of things and finishes and enable each other into buying more yarn and patterns. No, not enable. We inspire each other to follow our joy.
Ooh, goodness.
We enable each other into buying things we don't need. If you're looking for a restraint, this is not the group. We
Yeah.
also have YouTube memberships for, I believe, $2 a month. I believe it's $2 Canadian, so if you're not in Canada, it might be a different number. But for $2 Canadian, you can get access to some extra video content each month where we chill and play Stardew Valley, and it's a nice thing to have on in the background while you're crafting or cleaning or whatever it is you do while you turn on YouTube in the background.
That's fair. And you're not wrong. I love turning on YouTube videos in the background when they're gaming and just listening and doing other
Gaming
things.
videos are actually really great crafting
I think
videos.
they're really
I mean,
great.
crafting videos are also really great
Crafting
crafting, but
videos.
sometimes you get like a little too invested in looking at the thing.
How do you stop crafting? I have
Yeah.
noticed that problem. I have noticed that problem. Not so much when
I watched
I'm
a spinning video last night and I'm like, ooh, but you're doing pretty things I have to watch.
Oops.
So sometimes gaming videos are better th for that because I know what the game looks like.
It's fine. It's watching them play through it, like listening to them, trying to figure out stuff. That's the part I like a lot. A lot. So that's fair. As always, we super understand that budgets are a real life thing. If you can't financially supporting us, liking, subscribing, and commenting here on YouTube and on other social media platforms is a great way to interact with us and show us what you're working on. Which, oh boy, please do, because we are always on the hunt for a good new pattern to add to
Please
our
do enable
never-ending
us.
list. Never-ending
No,
list.
I mean, inspire us to follow joy.
Sure. Enable us to drop everything and put a cast on. Yeah, totally fine. Totally fine. Super encourage it. Super encourage it. All right. Do we have a lot of housekeeping? Not really, because we're in the middle of the MCAL. So the little long continues to put it in the background. There's no real end date for this one, guys. We just cast it on the 1st of December. It is a librarian themed cardigan or pullover. So either a book themed pattern, bookish themed yarn, or something you think you could conceivably see a librarian wear in the library. super wide open. It was just a fun cast on to make something for yourself that's enjoyable, that fits into a very happy book nerd sort of centric view. So while that continues, and Diane and I putter, and people probably blow past us and finish sweaters.
Probably, yeah.
We have the MCAL currently running, which is our podcast-iversary knit-along. So this is the thing that we are doing to celebrate 7 complete years of podcasting, which will happen this March.
Wild.
So
I know we've been talking about it for like a year, but still weird.
that number's getting bigger and bigger. It's not going to be long now, and we'll be in double digits, and I won't know what to do.
Imagine if the podcast actually gets old enough to vote.
That'd be crazy, but also one heck of a goal. That'd be so cool. Just imagine the friendships we would have built by that point.
Just 11
Oh
more
my
years.
God. That's not even that far away.
No, I know.
Oh, that is a scary and delightful thought. Okay, cool. I'm gonna file that under think about later. So, as usual, the podcast anniversary is something that we encourage everyone to join in and celebrate with us the completion of another rotation around the sun, doing what we love to do, which is be friends and chat with each other about our knitting and crafting while
Building
simultaneously
a
making fun of each
community.
other.
A community of good-natured ribbing.
Absolutely. Oh, so good. All right. What do we have on the docket? We have the Patreon e-knit-in on the second last Saturday of this month. If you are a Patreon member at $5 or more a month, you receive an invite to jump on Discord chat, and we literally chill and chat for several hours in the afternoon on the
That'll be this
Saturday.
Saturday already. This
Yeah.
Saturday, the 20th.
Yeah.
Wow, where's January going?
I don't know. I don't know. It's going pretty quick. So that's happening. This Friday, you will find me on Louise's channel, Wildflower Wool, for the mid-month motivation. My eyeball's getting better, but it's not quite 100% yet. Okay. So we won't be talking about the secret craft off that we're working on. For me, this month with Louise, it's a baby sweater. But we will spend a Friday night doing a knit-in, essentially, chatting about what we're working on and what's going on. Which should be delightful. At least it has always been delightful up till now, so I don't see why it would change. Then we have the last Saturday of the month, which is whip sprints here on YouTube. And in which case, we invite everybody to come and join us, bring some sprints, some whips, and let's sit down for 25-minute intervals. 25? We've been
25
doing this
minute.
for like a year, and I still don't know what the time interval is.
It's 25 minutes every time.
Oh my word. And work on some projects with us so we can make some progress on things. I think that's really all we've got sort of planned. Since bonus content comes out when bonus content comes out, and gaming
Yep,
comes out
there's
whenever we can sneak gaming in.
some gaming just came out. There's some bonus content about crochet patterns coming out this week.
Oh, good. And
Might already
I.
be out by the time this is up, I'm not sure.
Ooh, I'll hope so, because heavens knows I'm ready to always move on to the next thing. That's how I work, guys. That's how I work. All right, in which case, I think we're done, unless there's anything else you think we need to mention.
I think that's it.
Perfect. In which case, until next week, I'll say I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't
Don't
forget to
forget to
knit.
knit.